Welcome to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to help you find healing for your wounds, find hope in your despair, find intimacy in your loneliness, find refuge from the storms of life. Basically, to help you find a deeper walk with Jesus. There's one thing I know after having lived all these years now, and it is this. Our God wastes nothing. Think about it. He does not waste our sorrows. He does not waste our wounds. He does not even waste our failures. That's incredible news. Hi, I am your host, Dennis Jernigan, and today's podcast is the story behind two songs. The first song is called There's Coming a Day, and the second song is called Separation. They're both from the live worship recording called There's Coming a Day. Now, the song There's Coming a Day came to me on May 7th, 1983, while the song Separation came the next day, May 8th of 1983. Let me share a little bit about the song There's Coming a Day. This song came shortly before I was to be married to Melinda. Because the Lord had done such a great work of deliverance in my life, I wanted others to know that without Jesus, there is no hope, and that this life is so very short, and that we could miss out on an eternal life if we don't surrender to Jesus. That was my heart. There's no way to hide from God, guys. This song was my heart cry for others to receive the healing that I had received from Jesus. Even though I had not yet begun sharing my own experience in a public way, I felt the need to express at least my heart cry to others. These two songs became a part of that expression. Now, concerning the song Separation, I wrote this to remind me of the story behind the song. Life is so short. Eternity is so long. The message of this song came in the night as I thought about my own life in relation to God and eternity. I began to think about my need to be ready in this life because after death, it's too late. I believe God gave me this story song to stun the hearts of listeners into reality. Not many believe in eternal life. Not many believe in heaven. Not even fewer believe in hell. Few see their need for Jesus these days. That's just our reality. God gave this song as an eye-opener, not just for unbelievers, but for believers as well. Hell really is separation from God. And separation from God really is hell. Let's listen to the songs There's Coming a Day and Separation and think about our life. Think about the lives of those we love.
There's coming a day to put all days to end. There's coming a time when even time will have to end. There's coming a day when there will be no doubt. You see, either he will know you or he'll cast you out. There's coming a day. There's coming a day. Separation like we never known. There's coming a day to put all days to end. There's coming a time when even time will have to end. There's coming a day when there will be no doubt. You see, either he will know you or he'll cast you out. There's coming a day. Our griefs to bear. Don't let him come and catch you in the easy chair. There's coming a day to put all days to end. There's coming a time when even time will have to end. There's coming a day when there will be no doubt. Either he will know you or he'll cast you out. There's coming a day. There's coming a day. And he'll spew you from his mouth. There's coming a day to put all days to end. There's coming a time when even time will have to end. There's coming a day when there will be no doubt. You see, either he will know you or he'll cast you out. There's coming a day. He caught me standing all alone. Though millions surround me, I know I'm all alone. And he was sitting on a throne of white. And even though I had to look, I could not stand the light. I could not stand the light. And then he asked me what I'd done in his name. Well, I felt reassured because I had several claims. Well, I was faithful, Lord, and what's so much more? Your people thought so much of me because I helped the poor. Name. You paint a pretty picture, but I do not know your name. I do not know your name. And I never knew such pain, for he did not know my name. And I had no one to blame as I stepped from light to flame. Separation, could this be? Separation, he said, depart from. It's a price we must afford. And when I see him on that throne of white, he'll call me good and faithful servant. Come into the light, come into the light. And then that you live here inside. I saw the nations, great and small, but he had no mercy. He was judging one and all, judging one and all.
Matthew 25, beginning at verse 31, says this: But when the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, then he will sit on his glorious throne. And all the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate them from one another, just as the shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will put the sheep on his right, but the goats on the left. Then the king will say to those on his right, Come, you who are blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. Naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me. Then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? And when did we see you as a stranger and invite you in, or naked and clothe you? And when did we see you sick or in prison and come to you? And the king will answer and say to them, Truly I say to you, to the extent that you did it for one of the least of these brothers or sisters of mine, you did it for me. Then he will also say to those on his left, Depart from me, you accursed people, into the eternal fire which has been prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me nothing to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you did not invite me in. Naked, and you did not clothe me. Sick and in prison, and you did not visit me. Then they themselves also will answer, Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty, or as a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not take care of you? Then he will answer them, Truly I say to you, to the extent that you did not do it for one of the least of these, you did not do it for me either. These will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. That's heavy, guys, but that's truth. Let's be like Jesus to those around us today and minister the love of God to the thirsty, to the hungry, to the naked, to the stranger, to the prisoner. Hurting people are all around us. Let's live the gospel in a practical way. And remember this truth. that it is the kindness of God that leads others to repentance. That's all we need to remember. Jesus is the answer, and he, by his kindness, leads mankind to repentance. Well, today's episode of the Dennis Jernigan Podcast is brought to you by mpdesignsjewelry.com. At mpdesignsjewelry.com, you'll find beautifully crafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, or you can have the artisan, my awesome wife, Melinda, create a special piece for that someone special in your life. You can also help with the ongoing costs of and creation of this podcast by becoming a member of my team. If you would consider doing this, just go to patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan to find out more. That's patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan. There's another way you can give toward the work of ministry God has called us to. Just go to allinallchurch.com and click the Donate Online button. It's simple and it's easy, and you might just be encouraged by one of the teaching blogs I posted there. Check it out, allinallchurch.com. You can also join us for worship the first Wednesday evening of each month at All in All Church. Just go to facebook.com/official.dennisjernigan. That's facebook.com/official.dennisjernigan. We begin at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Mark it on your calendar right now. Worship with All in All Church, first Wednesday of each month. Now, don't forget to check out my books on Amazon. My autobiography, Sing Over Me, is there. My follow-up book, Renewing Your Mind, is there. Our most recent book, The Middle of Nowhere, is there. I think you'll find all three of those books very encouraging. I also have two fantasy book series for young readers. One is called The Chronicles of Bryn. That's a three-book series. And the other is called The Bairns of Bryn. And that's also about to become a three-book series. And I'll add more as time goes by, Lord willing. I also have several children's books, several devotional books, and even a novel called The Short Life available there. Thank you so much for joining me here on the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. If you would like more information on me or my story or my music, just go to DennisJernigan.com. You can also follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram. I'm getting ahead of myself there. You can find me on iTunes. And if you would like an MP3 of today's songs, There's Coming a Day and Separation, just go to the store at DennisJernigan.com, or you can always find it on iTunes. And remember this, if you remember nothing else from today's podcast, this is truth. This is reality. God loves you, and so do I. Now go and be who Father says you are.